Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. The imminent retirement of Illinois Senate President Emil Jones is turning speculation about a successor and about the future of legislation. Democratic State Senator Mike Frericks of Champaign says he was not surprised by the news after hearing speculations that Jones would retire, but he says he was surprised that it happened this soon, before an election. Frericks says he has no preference of a successor, but he has a list of conditions for his vote.
I'm interested in hearing from potential candidates and see who understands downstate issues, which candidates have the greatest support for higher education, and which of the candidates are interested in returning power to individual members.
Jones has carried on a recent tradition among Senate presidents of keeping a tight rein on legislation. University of Illinois political science professor Rick Winkle was a Republican state senator during Jones's tenure. He says with 30 votes needed for the next Senate president, it's a rare opportunity for even first-term lawmakers like Frericks insist on more independence.
This is a real chance for regular members of the Senate Democrat caucus to assert themselves and to become more of the process and part of the decision-making.
But Winkle says a prolonged fight over the next leadership might even make possible the need for votes from some Republican senators. Some members of Illinois' congressional delegation are praising outgoing Senate President Jones. In Chicago yesterday, Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel listed Jones's accomplishments.
Emil's done a lot to help make sure that Illinois invests in its future and grows the state. And you can do that on the education front, the physical infrastructure, its roads, its bridges, and other type of things. And my view is he will always be active in Illinois and making sure that we continue to promote our state.
That statement was echoed by a big-ticket politician Jones mentored in the state capitol, Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama. A spokesman for Obama's presidential campaign says the senator is confident Jones will keep serving the people of Illinois during retirement. One area high school says it can put off a state-mandated restructuring for at least a year after some reassuring news. The Urbana School District says its high school students received or reached the so-called adequate yearly progress level last year in standardized tests. That means Urbana High is keeping up with increasing requirements under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Principal Laura Taylor says it also means the high school won't have to restructure its curriculum and organization. But she says those changes will go into effect anyway because they're good for students.
Our students are going to have interesting flexible scheduling next year where they can meet with teachers that are certified in the areas of need every given day. And we're going to do that. That's what we need to do to make them successful. And we'll keep doing that whether or not, even though, you know, we don't have to restructure technically this year.
Results from tests for younger students have been delayed by calculating errors on the state level. Champaign Unit 4 has not released its high school results yet. Federal officials have approved more than $13.6 million in federal disaster assistance grants for those affected by severe flooding in Illinois in June and July. The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced funds for Illinois residents and small businesses yesterday. Most of the money has been approved for temporary rental housing, home repairs, and replacement for Illinois residents. The rest of the money, in the form of loans, will be used by businesses. FEMA says 3,095 homeowners and renters from 18 counties declared federal disaster areas have applied for assistance. The deadline to register for federal help is August 25th. The state of Indiana is ramping up efforts to kill kudzu, the leafy, fast-growing vine that's left some parts of the state beneath tangles of greenery. Over the next few weeks, contractors hired by the Indiana Department of Natural Resources will begin spraying herbicides on 32 tracts of kudzu vines in 17 counties. The effort is Indiana's most ambitious step yet in its campaign against kudzu, which threatens to kill native plants and trees beneath its dense woody vines and leaves. An even greater concern is its ability to harbor the crop-killing Asian soybean rust. But killing kudzu isn't easy. Eradicating a single kudzu patch means spraying it with herbicides every year for 3 to 5 years. The city of Chicago's estimate of the number of people that attended its annual air and water show over the weekend may invite a little skepticism. City organizers said 3.1 million people viewed the three-day show. In the past years, the show was presented on Saturday and Sunday and averaged 2 million people. According to Cindy Gadzolis of the Mayor's Office of Special Events, the numbers for the air show was reached with aerial photographs coupled with police formulas for how many people can fit into known areas. That number was adjusted to account for attendees who refreshed the crowd as others trickle home. Although city officials say they were happy with show attendance, they stressed yesterday the 3.1 million figure was an estimate. Gadzolis said no matter how it was counted, the show drew just lots of people. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 1230. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
9:35, and we check in with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
As you said earlier, it sounds like Mike Sola took a good week to take off and enjoy these the forecast the next few days.
Yep, I was just trying to point out, sometimes people wonder, can we make forecasts that are accurate? And say, well, I guess Mike Sola can because he picked this week for a vacation and picked a very good week to get some stuff done around the house and spend the last few days of summer vacation with his daughters because the weather is beautiful for outdoor activities. And as far as the weather goes, we're going to start to warm up a bit. I was looking at the WILL weather statistics, and interestingly, over the past 6 days, the high temperature in the afternoon's either been 81 or 82 degrees. We've been very, very consistent on that. And the overnight low temperatures in town have been